Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Oh, with us this morning is Barry Shamus. Barry, are you there?
Yep, sure am.
Well, Barry, of course, as you know, is an investigative reporter from Israel who was forced to leave the country because he exposed the corruption at the highest levels of their government. And fortunately, we have him here in the United States, and he can keep us abreast of what's really going on in Israel today, the things you're not going to get from the controlled media. Barry, what are we going to be talking about this morning?
Yeah, my latest article, it came out, 4 days ago. Frankly, I thought, pardon me?
About Sharon?
Yeah. I thought he'd be dead. Are we there?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I wrote it, timing with articles is, I wrote about JFK Jr. on the 50th anniversary of his father's assassination. And with Sharon, all the reports were he was sinking fast a week ago and only had a few days to live. So I wrote the article. And by the way, he's been dead for 7-8 years anyways. It's just a formality. He becomes completely dead. I don't even know the definition of what he's been in, but he's lost a third of his brain. If he would wake up, he'd be a blithering idiot. And why are they keeping him alive? Stuff like that. Was why I wrote this article. But I wasn't alone. There are Jewish writers they're of my acquaintance. Susan Rosenbluth, she runs the Jewish Post and Opinion in New Jersey. Rachel Neuwirth, Paul Eidelberg. If you don't know them in the, I would say right-wing Jewish world, they're very well known, and they decided to beat me to the punch. All of a sudden, this article was distributed. What it said, or what it really hinted at, was that Sharon was executed, by a fellow gangster, the president Shimon Peres, which is, by the way, is about as far as I've seen them go. Now, I read the very long article, and at first I said, why not just reproduce it and show what I wrote back in 2006, when Sharon's murder, and it was a murder, was very clear to me, and, I was going to expose them for coming late and not acknowledging me, and in the end I said, that's a bad idea. I'm writing my own article. Enough. I'm not going to. They're ingrates. I mean, really, they're ingrates. I've been trying. Well, I've been failing, but I've been nonetheless trying to keep Israel alive and get these utter, complete hoodlums. Labor Zionists, okay, basically. They're the hoodlums. Get them out of power and get something that reflects Jews in power. The Israeli people are really quite very, they're decent. They're not involved in this. But here's what Miss Rachel Neuwirth wrote in her article, and I use, this is the only quote from the article. Just to let you know, all this time I wasn't alone, but cowards, all right. Here's what she wrote. The apparent reality is that Israel's government is a cesspool school of corruption and treason. Let's continue. Its prime minister appears willing to place his people in mortal peril by destroying their national security, unity, and morale for no better purpose than to confer financial benefits on his financial backers and political hangers-on. In other words, take bribes. Look, it's not just me. For anyone who thought that I had this unique vision, no. The real question is, where are the journalists and why haven't they exposed this? Sharon will die. Shortly, they say. He's going to die. You're not going to get what I'm about to tell you. Why Sharon was murdered. Are we ready?
Go right ahead.
Look, remember, I wrote this, in the days after he succumbed.
Look, about 2006, go ahead.
Yes, January 2006 was his second stroke. Now, what you're going to hear from me right now is how this hoodlum, Ariel Sharon, threw thousands of Jews out of their homes in the Gaza Strip in northern Samaria for bribes. For some reason, the bribers wanted the Jews out of Gaza, and I think one of the reasons is they cut a deal with Arafat to run a casino, the first of many, I guess, they were planning. It was a money laundering crime, this casino. $800 million a year were laundered through this casino in Jericho. In short, the peace, the Oslo peace was nothing but a mafia crime. And Sharon took the bribes. Now look, you have to understand, I believe he was a patriotic and Jew in general from the 50s and the 60s. I don't know that he was ever born into crime, but he entered crime. And, well, the poor Jews left their homes because Sharon was taking bribes and handing them out to his two sons and whatever. And part of the deal was that Jews leave Gaza, northern Samaria. Don't ask why. You read my books for that, okay? But let's start with the first.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Right here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Stand here at the American Freedom Network and our guest this morning, Barry Savage. Barry has simply talked about the fact that Muriel Sharon, who is the Prime Minister of Israel, had taken bribes from Sunni mafia characters so that they could open up a massive casino there in Jericho, which is used for money laundering. And Sharon simply betrayed the trust of the Israeli people, agreed and forced the Jews living in Gaza to leave their homes. And, of course, that allowed Hamas to come on in. And, of course, then in January of 2006, while Sharon was having tea with...
No, that was December. The first stroke was on December 19th of 2005.
Okay, go ahead.
The second stroke, we'll get to it. Are we ready?
Go ahead.
The first stroke was on December 19th when Prime Minister Sharon shared tea in the Knesset with Shimon Peres. Within half an hour, Sharon was driven unconscious to a hospital. And it was serious, but he survived. It took him a day before he could even remember his own name. But here's the big thing. Now, listeners, you have to listen hard. The characters that killed Sharon, well, you know Shimon Peres, but he was driven to the hospital by his new bodyguard, Yoram Rubin. Now, look, I'm not alone in Israel knowing that it was the Peres-Rubin team that murdered Yitzhak Rabin. All right? Now, when Rubin was shown on television accompanying Sharon's stretcher, suspicions spread everywhere. All right? Unfortunately, all of Israel isn't ignorant. It can appear that way when the funeral of Sharon comes up, maybe even this week. But he was murdered by the same gang that murdered Rabin, and that is the president of Israel, Shimon Peres, the bodyguard, Yoram Rubin, same gang. They knocked off two prime ministers. Now, understand that for 2 days, Sharon was in the hospital undergoing intensive tests. Now, you got to ask yourself, with 2 days of intensive tests on the prime minister, how did the doctors miss the blood clot that killed, well, I don't know what the definition of what it did to him, but it struck Sharon barely 2 weeks later. And then the doctors told him he didn't need to be in Jerusalem. He didn't need to be near the hospital. Go to your farm in the Negev. It's a really incredible story. Yoram Rubin drove Sharon for an hour and a half to the hospital from the Negev. This after Sharon had signed a document naming Ehud Olmert prime minister while he was in the hospital. An incredible story. You got to get my books for it. But nonetheless, you have to understand the timing of the second stroke. The first one should have killed him, but it didn't. The timing of the second stroke is uncanny. It occurred 1 day after he was implicated in a huge scandal. Now, I'm going to try and explain the scandal to you. Most of you have not heard the names of the crooks behind the scandal. All you know is Sharon was struck down the day after the public found out about this scandal. It was going to bring him down. It was going to bring other people down, including Peres. I think it could have led to Rabin, but Let's go back to my writing in 2006. Quote, recently police have revealed the possibility that Cyril Kern, all right, first name, served as the front man for Martin Slapp, second name. That's all you have to remember for now, Cyril Kern, Martin Slapp. I really simplified a much wider scandal. Now, they were both friends with Sharon's, but it was Slapp who put in all this money in the new territories, released by Israel to Arafat. He ran the casino in Jericho, and he was the man who stood behind the so-called loan to receive favors. It was a bribe to Sharon. Loan is an acronym. I don't know what it is, but it sure wasn't a loan. It was a bribe to receive Prime Minister favors from the Prime Minister in the form of reopening the Jericho casino that he owned. There, that's the background. Now I'm gonna dive in, and I hope people follow me and don't believe anything about the upcoming Sharon funeral. It's all a bunch of crap. This is what actually happened. Now let's start with the police. Let's start with police evidence. The police released the night before he died, remember this, evidence linking Sharon to a $3 million bribe. And they told Channel 10, a private channel, a commercial channel in Israel, that, well, they have evidence linking Prime Minister Sharon to the $3 million bribe, and it went public. And then there was a storm of reaction 12 hours before he so-called died, demanding that he resign. Now, again, it's complicated, but I'm doing my best here. Cyril Kern and Martin Slapp were, well, the investigation by the police led straight to them. All right. Now, here is what happened. Doing my best here. It's called the Kern Slapp affair. Kern was the South African friend of Sharon who served as conduit for bribes. The source of the bribes, the money, came from Austrian millionaire and Jericho casino owner Martin Slapp. And the police say the money was used partially to help Sharon pay back illegal campaign contributions as far back as 1999, and the rest for his two sons. That's what the police released 12 hours before he died.
Well, before now, he slipped into a coma.
Well, let's just say before he stopped being conscious. All right.
Go ahead.
He was as good as dead. Look, I had a guest on my radio show. He said it had to be that way. If he had actually died, this scandal would have followed him and brought down Paris and brought down all the gangsters. But keeping him alive martyrs him. In short, that's his theory of why they kept the man going for the last 7 years with a third of his brain gone. That's torture. I mean, nobody would want to be Sharon lying on a bed in that state. Who would want that? But let's look at this. Martin Slapp was too chicken to visit Israel. His parents lived there, but he knew he'd be arrested, all right, if he went to Israel. Now, he sent his brother, James Slapp, came for a visit just about the time of the first stroke, 2 weeks before the second stroke, and the police, in short, they arrested him. They raided the Slapp home, confiscated his computers and documents, but they didn't have permission to extricate information without James' permission, so they went to the courts. The police went to the courts to open the computers, and they did get permission. These computer files was what the police released to Channel 10. And that night, the night before the end of Sharon, one way or another, it's a matter of definition right now, the Kern-Sharon affair broke out, and calls for his resignation were everywhere. The far left, member of Knesset, Roman Bromp, and here's a quote, "If the police have evidence of Sharon's corruption, he must end his political career. Sharon was up to his neck, finally, in taking bribes and moving Jews from their homes, making them homeless, not providing compensation. The crime wasn't just taking the bribe, but that would have got him investigated, which would have led to Gush Katif, which would have led to the end of Jews in northern Samaria, and in an honest Israel, would have ended with the Rabin murder." Dr. Stan, are you there?
I am there, and I'm just listening right ahead. Now, Rabin was murdered was sometime before that. That goes back to the 1990s. Go ahead.
Well, look, he's been a crook for a long time, all right? Leave it at that. It cost him his life. Now, I don't want to go into the hospital aspect. I did that pretty darn well with Rabin. If the police or the authorities threaten a doctor, he will crack, all right? Time and again, whatever they told him, I assume threats to his family, to his children. It doesn't matter. I'm using my imagination, but doctors become crooked to make sure truth doesn't come out. Now, in the case of James Schlaff, he flies to Israel on December 21st. Remember, this is 2 days after Sharon's first stroke, 2005. The police investigation is leaked to Channel 10 reporter Baruch Krah. 1 day before the final stroke, Sharon is in the midst of a career-ending scandal. When, remarkably, on that day, he was struck down by a life-threatening blood clot in his brain. Before the scandal could go national, Sharon was struck down. Now, I'm going to, excuse me, I have a cold. I've been sick for a while, by the way. Neighbor problems, you don't need that. But I'm going to quote, this came from Mar Reeve. Martin Schlaff, who wouldn't go to Israel, he sent his brother. He knew he'd be arrested in Israel, but his granddaughter had a bat mitzvah. Who should show up? And this is becoming very worrisome that the entire Israeli political elite, right and left. Here are some of the people who showed up for the bat mitzvah. Oh, you don't know them. Dov Weisglass, old Sharon friend, helped Yasser Arafat move $300 million to secret bank accounts. I'm summarizing. Chaim Ramon, Avigdor Lieberman, they were all at the bat mitzvah. And nobody was embarrassed by it. And they even bragged about it. Look, in an honest country, one would consider this collusion, a chance to coordinate testimonies. In an honest country, you can get away with this in Israel, right and left. They went to the crook who ran the Jericho Casino as a money laundering operation and bribed Sharon. They're all there for his granddaughter's bat mitzvah. Now, I'm painting a picture. The details Well, you got to get my books for them. Anyone really interested? I wrote about this in 2006. And now Jews thinking that Sharon's about to die are exposing my material. And
hold that thought, Barry. Hold the thought. Thanks. We'll be back in a moment here with Barry Shamish right here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife Danny and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for a Mikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments. Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Dan, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. Barry, to say it, is an Israeli patriot. His concern that so many of the leaders of Israel are corrupt. Peres, the current president, is a corrupt individual. Sharon, who is in a coma, is corrupt. Rabin, who was assassinated, was corrupt. And corruption permeates every aspect of the leadership over there, apparently. Well, but right now, Barry, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get your book, how they can read your articles, how they can certainly listen to your radio program, and how they can get to your PayPal button and help support you?
Sure. Look, I have a problem with Lulu.com. 8 of 9 of my books are on www.lulu.com. To get to them, just write my name in the search box, and that's Chamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. My latest book, and don't ask why, is not with the rest of them, and it's called The Stinger, Not the Stung, so you have to write in Chamish, The Stinger, Not the Stung, to get to it. My website is barrychamish.com. Yes, there's a PayPal button. And I'm very grateful to anyone who keeps this stuff up. All right, that's it. BarryChalmers.com. All right, now let me finish off, Sharon. There's other stuff. First of all, let's finish, Sharon. Here's what I wrote in 2006. A live Sharon will have to face prosecution for the current slap bribes, even in Israel's thoroughly corrupt legal system. And you have to ask, by the way, off the cuff, why did the police finally, really investigate the prime minister after all this time? That's the second story. But they did. Back to my writing six. A dead Sharon will not have to face prosecution, and that would be just fine for the creme de la creme of the country's political leadership. Of course, the president of Israel was, I believe, took over as prime minister of Israel in 97 after Sharon left this world as we know it. But back to my writing. The first impression is that Sharon survived the first attempt on his life. In reaction, James Schlaf immediately flew to Israel with evidence to bring the prime minister down in scandal. Somehow the police were tipped off and confiscated the evidence. Once the investigation was done, the results were leaked to the media. On the very day of his second stroke, the scandal spread, threatening to engulf many of the country's political elite in deep corruption. By 11 p.m., and that's the 6th of January, while Sharon was bleeding heavily from the throat, and his prognosis was he was going to be living a death. Maybe a real death, I don't know how you define it, I'll keep him alive, but he was gone. Now, this was the truth in 06, and it's just as true today. The crook Ariel Sharon was assassinated by a gang run by today's Israeli president, Shimon Peres. That's the sad fact. That's the fact, all right? And that is how I ended my article. Did you like the article, by the way?
Yes, I thought it was excellent, Barry.
I don't know why I'm doing this. Well, let's just say, as I said, the right-wingers have all decided that I was right and that Sharon's death was an assassination, and I get zero acknowledgement. It's very, very disheartening. But nonetheless, that's my fate in life. Now, I want to do another story that to me is very important. It's not a big deal, apparently, that in Israel, football players can no longer wear their yarmulkes while playing. The Israel...
Involved in the sports. Go ahead.
Well, when playing soccer.
Okay.
The Israel Football Association updated guidelines. This was a week, today, last Thursday. They forbid religious soccer players from wearing a kippah, a yarmulke, on the field. Remember, this is a Jewish state. this is the kind of stuff Jews suffer from. But no, they're actually, well, it all became public because one striker, look, you don't know, all right, Maccabee, Yafo is the team, it doesn't matter. Yair Cohen said that, well, he wouldn't take off his kippah. And they got really mad at him. Again, these are the referees at the Israel Football Association. And they ruled that, here's a quote from them, because of reasons of unity, Cohen Sedek will be required to move his kippah before taking the field or he can't play. I'm going to stress this again. In the Jewish state of Israel, it's forbidden to wear a yarmulke. Well, that's what the Israel Football Association decided. Now, the team, Cohen Sedek's team, they expressed incredible disappointment. This is Ron Amikam. He's their spokesman. Quote, "We don't understand how Yair Cohen Sedek disturbs the club's games when he wears a kippah." And then he adds, "It can't be in the Jewish state that you can't wear a kippah." Pretty good point to ask me. Amikam added, "There are enough religious players in the lower leagues that the association lets them wear a kippah. Now they can't wear kippahs. They have no other framework other than the association." And quote, "There are no laws, no other laws of the country governing sports." The Israel Football Association banned a Jew from wearing a kippah. Now, Amikam, again, the spokesman, said it would be better for the union to rethink the decision and allow religious Jews to play. Kippah is certainly a religious symbol, and in the democratic state of Israel, it's forbidden to discriminate based on religion. Look, all his points are absolutely right. I'm just asking the big, big point. Why would they decide such a thing? It's not a small issue. A religious Jew wears the kippah as a sign of sanctity to the Lord and all this nonstop. Oops, I hear the music.
Hold on, Barry. We're going to the break here. We'll be back in a moment. But it's almost as if there's an organized effort to undermine the Jewish faith in Israel. But then we have similar problems here in America. We'll be back in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squarereconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan and of course Jerry is talking about the fact that the officials in the soccer league have said now that you cannot wear the hamaka, and certainly one of the Jewish players wanted to wear the hamaka. He couldn't believe that they were telling him he can't wear the hamaka when he's playing the soccer.
Yarmulke, actually.
Yarmulke, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Look, I chose to report about this. From my point of view, you don't have to know my point of view. I think it's self-evident. Look at what Cohen said, the soccer player said. Quote, I thought they were joking when I heard about the decision. I understand what he's saying. Who in a Jewish state would ban a yarmulke? All right? And then he goes on, I don't understand the difference between me and players in Europe who wear knitted hats during the games. again, they don't ban hats in soccer, only in Israel. And here's what he said. This is Cohen Sedek again. I am, after all, disciplined to the word of God, and that's my lifestyle. Not to wear the kippah opposes my faith. And then he mocks the business of the Football Association, claiming his kippah harms unity. Quote, it never bothered anyone that I wore a kippah. I'm ready to wear a different kind of kippah, but, quote, I don't understand why they are preventing a person from doing something he believes in. I plan to continue wearing a kippah, and Maccabi Yafo is behind me. This is the insanity that Israel's become. I have lots of stories. This week was busy, but this to me is just shows it off. Now, I'm going to quote the football union's spokesman. His name is Yariv Tepper. Listen to how he justifies the decision that yarmulkes are banned by Israeli football players. Quote, in our view, this isn't something personal to the player or the religion. It's like asking an Arab player not to wear his keffiyeh. Oh, and by the way, that would stir up fear and emotions amongst Israeli Jews. But frankly, he can wear the keffiyeh too. I mean, really, it's not. Well, that's his justification. If Cedric Cohen wears a kippah, the Arab players can all wear keffiyehs. All right, let's continue with the spokesman, Yariv Tepper. He said, we don't want to open the floodgates. I didn't know there was going to be a flood. Quote, we know many religious athletes, and there are others aside from Cohen Sedek, and they do take their keepers off for a game. Currently, it's the rules of Israeli soccer, and we don't want to open the floodgate on this issue. We don't want to hurt anyone. We actually respect the religion, but that's something that could be problematic, said Tepper, concluding that the Jewish religion is not the only one. There are also Muslims who play soccer, and each religion has its symbols. We keep that off the field. That's the flimsy justification for this ruling that an Israeli cannot play soccer in the Israeli league wearing a yarmulke. That actually happened, people. All right. I think you understand why I view this as very important.
Because there seems to be an effort to undermine the Israeli or the Jewish religion within Israel. It just doesn't make sense. But then, of course, there is this effort, what I call a conspiracy against God. But go ahead.
How much time do I have?
Well, you've got just about 2 minutes.
All right, then I'm going to quickly end with this. John Kerry came to Israel and, as part of peace, demanded that Israel give up the Jordan Valley. Now, that it's giving up your back. And, well, the security people went nuts and said, they said Hamas will take it over. We'll have another Gaza in the Jordan Valley. What a crazy thing. Kerry insisted on it. The Israeli Knesset Ministerial Committee for Legislation, they passed a bill to annex the Jordan Valley. The exact opposite. And here comes Shimon Peres opposing the Knesset. Here's the quote. What are we, some sort of province? They should not have let a bill like that pass. How do we look to the world when John Kerry is going out of his way to bring a peace agreement? And then he goes on to say that Kerry's offensive was reaching the moment of truth, which includes the complete withdrawal of Israel from the Jordan Valley, by the way. And Peres is really, really ticked off. And he says that now we look like a banana republic. Look, that's the prime minister of the Jewish state. All right. That's who we're being run by. Well, you don't have to be a football player to understand the disheartening state of the Jews and of Israel. And by the way, if you read my emails, the Jews, they've cracked them. A lot of people understand they win. The bad guys win. And that's that. We did our best, and we lose.
Well, I share your concern. I think Israel is in jeopardy because your leadership are traitors, just as our leadership here in America are traitors to our country. Involving us, certainly, with all sorts of wars, overthrowing governments throughout the world, replacing the governments of Egypt and Tunisia and Libya and Syria. Why is the American government doing that? Because, of course, it's controlled by evil and wicked people, just like those running Israel today. Barry Chavez, God bless you. Thanks. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got it. Bye, all.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop wants to remind you that drinking and driving should never be combined. There will be many opportunities to drink during the holiday season. Plan ahead. If you're going to drink, don't drive. This message is brought to you by Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. They have over 47 years of experience. They're family owned and operated, and they're on the air because they care.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind you that we're involved in a spiritual battle. And certainly traditional religions, the Jewish religion, the Protestant religion, the Catholic religion, are under attack from within today. And there are certainly efforts at the highest levels of the Catholic Church to destroy it.
satanic element there, but they infiltrated the Protestant element here in America. And you'll find, for instance, we had the National Association of Evangelical Christians, 30 million members, and it turned out, of course, that the head of the National Association of Evangelical Christians was a homosexual and doing everything he could to undermine the Protestant faith. Same thing is happening in Israel today, and you see there certainly efforts to undermine the faith of the Jewish people, because there is a world satanic movement, and it's organized, it's orchestrated, it's well-financed by some of the richest people in the world who actually have gained their wealth because of their allegiance to the dark side. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. We have a 4-CD set on Satanism. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me remind you, if you haven't heard my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, or on population control, the secret agenda, these talks will give you a good and excellent overview of the events that are unfolding today, and they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV, like the virus, war. Because we are at war. Christianity is under attack, just as Judaism is under attack. So, ladies and gentlemen, we do hope that many of you, if you're out there in the listening audience, and you're in a position to help and support Radio Liberty, that you'll give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, 5 days a week. We have to, in most instances, pay for our time on radio. Fortunately, the American Freedom Network very generously allows us to be with you every morning, but our other stations, our networks we have across America, while we do have to fund them, we get special rates, we couldn't afford it, but if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family and help us, why, you can give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And we know that many of you out there are having financial problems, and I can tell you those financial problems are going to get worse. We do have a few people who are, you said they are faithful supporters, and that's how we keep on doing what we're doing, and we appreciate every one of you who's joined the Radio Liberty family, and help whatever you can give. It helps us to maintain our network. And if you'd like to join, again, the number 1-800-544-8927. We hope you'll go to our webpage, radioliberty.com. We've got certainly a section there where we post things almost on a daily basis. Other items around the net, it's called, and other news around the net, because you can read our newsletters there, listen to our radio programs, watch our DVDs, and of course there are links to other sites we think are important. So we hope that if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, you will. Our number 1-800-544-8927. But if you're not in a position to help us financially, then we ask you to pray for my ministry, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow, at the same time, may the Lord be with you.